This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Ahead of the 24th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks, this announcement from Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Based on threat reporting, which typically increases this time of year around the anniversary of 9/11, the UN General Assembly, and the Jewish High Holidays, we are monitoring threats against New York City critical infrastructure, including bridges and tunnels connecting Queens and Manhattan.
No specifics on the threats, but police sources say they are not related to the Israeli attack on Hamas officials in Doha, Qatar. Nearly a quarter century after the terror attacks, the fight continues to fully fund the program that takes care of those sickened by the toxins at Ground Zero. Let's get more on that live from our Glenn Chuck.
I checked in with the 9/11 advocate John Feel and his team. Susan, you know, they've made nearly 400 trips to Capitol Hill the last two decades to try to keep a 9/11 health program funded. He spoke to me from D.C. yesterday.
But if we don't get this bill passed by 2027, the World Trade Center, which averages 1,000 people going in a month, they won't be able to take in new patients. That's devastating.
Today, John Feel's back here in the city. In fact, here at City Hall, where the council will be passing a resolution to press Congress to keep the program funded.
And it takes elected officials at the city and state level to do things like a resolution for Congress to do the right thing. It takes a village, and I'm thankful for the New York City Council for doing this. And it means a lot to my guys that are down here busting their butts.
On Tuesday, 39 additional names were added to the FDNY Memorial Wall, deaths related to World Trade Center illness, and the department has lost more than 400 members to 9/11 cancers. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A ruling by a judge means a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia over the terror attacks can move forward. Judge George B. Daniels of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York denied a motion by the kingdom to dismiss the civil suit brought by the group 9/11 Justice, group president Brett Eagleson.
It's everything to us. It's all that we think about. You know, nobody can move on with their lives. We have members of our community who lost children that day that are passing away. We have some spouses that are passing away, and they're dying before ever seeing true justice.
In issuing his ruling, Judge Daniel said the families had provided reasonable evidence that two Saudi citizens, including an imam at a mosque in Los Angeles, had been sent by their government to the United States to assist the hijackers. And so Eagleson asks,
we're getting more help from members of parliament in the British government. 2 days ago, there were members of parliament that stood up and demanded a new investigation based on these revelations. Where is our government? Where is our country? Where is our Congress?
Today, he and others will gather in Lower Manhattan to call on the Justice Department to stop blocking a lawsuit that would look into Saudi involvement in the 9/11 terror attacks. Mayor Adams dismissing a New York Times Siena College poll, which gives Zohran Mamdani a 22-point lead. against a second-place Andrew Cuomo in the mayor's race, but that narrows to just 4% if it was a two-way matchup. The mayor says, old news.
This is like deja vu. Didn't we hear this before? Didn't we hear before that he's the best person to beat Mindani? We heard that. We saw the poll, these same polls.
In a four-way matchup, the mayor polled last with just 9%. Republican Curtis Sliwa got 15%. Well, the former governor was on the stump near Ground Zero Tuesday.
Cuomo was asked about Mayor Adams' recent comments, calling him a spoiled brat, and also referencing that he targets black candidates.
None of it is accurate. Carl McCall supported me. Charlie King supported me. David Patterson supported me in the primary. And if that was true, they wouldn't have supported me.
Standing by Cuomo's side, Wendy and Sal Totorisi, who were first responders on 9/11 working for the FDNY. The Totorisis now live in New Jersey and can't vote in this election, but do believe Cuomo is best for the job. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
More than 40 New York government officials from both sides of the aisle to hit the catwalk today. Kyle Astrecker is the founder of Style Across the Aisle. She tells 1010 Winds she's thrilled that during Fashion Week, New York City will host this first-of-a-kind show that features more than 30 local designers.
There is a way out there to flip politics on its head and get people to think of our leaders as humans. As runway models, as I say, from role models to runway models.
Well, the show is at 5 this afternoon at New York County Surrogate Court. One of the mayoral candidates, Andrew Cuomo, is on the list to walk that runway. The New York City Council to vote to override Mayor Adams' veto of a bill that would hike the minimum wage for delivery workers in the city to $21.44 an hour. Sandy Nurse is among the lawmakers. She tells 1010 Wins she's surprised that he wanted to nix it.
It seemed as if the mayor was just abandoning these workers and aligning himself with a $13 billion company that certainly can afford to pay its workers. So it just felt pretty wild.
Well, the mayor argued that the legislation would force grocery and other prices up. Councilmember Nurse says she thinks they've got the two-thirds majority needed for an override. Starting at 11 this morning, she and others will rally on the steps of City Hall. Well, we should have seen this coming. Less than 1 week since the start of the school cell phone ban, it appears some students are already finding a way around it.
Kimba, a 10th grader on the Upper West Side, said she's seen kids do it.
They do take the burner phones, they put it inside the pouch, and then usually they have their phone somewhere on them. And yeah, they just have their phone in school and the burner phone inside the yonder pouch.
Alicia, who is also a sophomore, said a similar no cell phone policy was in place last year, and she's used to not having one.
Personally, I would never do it because I don't want to waste my time doing that. Second of all, I would get caught and I don't want to be like the bad kid. So
kids will be kids, and the workaround didn't surprise Mayor Adams, who gave the students an A for creativity. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Another water main break in New Jersey, two, in fact, this time in Hoboken, where a boil water advisory is in effect for the entire city. That's after a 12-inch main busted open at Newark and Garden Streets, and then an 8-inch one broke nine blocks north at Garden and 9th. Bottled water is being given out. You can get that at Monroe Gardens on Jackson Street, Fox Hill Gardens on 13th, and the Multi-Service Center on 1st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.